That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Morning, and that wheel has rolled around again. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers this Saturday morning. Got a look-see, December 20th, 2014, and hadn't had the sunrise here yet. A few clouds this morning here at the Radio Ranch, but we are coming to you live. And good morning to you, the remnant, and good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we welcome you, and you know, we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, and when two or more gather in His name, what a God we have. He says He gathers there with us. So we say, good morning, Jesus, and welcome. And we welcome you, the Holy Spirit, and ask you, Holy Spirit, to be here with us. And so, well, Jason, would you open us up in prayer, and we'll kind of go from there.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're grateful to be here this morning. We ask, Father, for your blessing upon this program. We pray that you guide us and direct us. We ask that you bless our hands and the labors that we do, strengthen us. We ask that you tend to the remnant's need, Father. We know that there's a lot of them out there, and we know that you know each and every one of them, Father, and we want them to be blessed and for their cup to overflow with blessings from your throne, and we just lift them up to you, Father, for the blessing that they need. We pray that you guide us and direct us, and that you strengthen us, and that you deliver us from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, but the forces that come against us in all ways, shapes, and forms, Father. We pray that you give us eyes to see so that we can see the enemy and who they are, their conspiracies as they conspire against us and you and your kingdom. We pray that you give us victory in this battle that we fight on many different fronts. We pray that you do all these things in the name of above all names. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we'll have the phone lines open up this morning, 307-745-5913. And lots going on out in the world. Didn't know if you guys had a particular place you wanted to start this morning, whether it's current events or more prayer or what. Kind of had a praise report. We've been offering the last few weeks, came up just a few weeks ago, this Reformation of Israel in the West map. I think you guys are familiar with it. It's like a placemat size, red and blue, and it shows from Israel's captivity into their westward migration up across the Caucasus Mountains into the European nations, and shows many of the names and the places they settled. And then, of course, the Vikings and the Pilgrims and the Puritans' further travels over to this promised land, this new Jerusalem, with the USA right there in the middle of that name. And anyway, but it's a map. Pastor had it reprinted years ago. Probably 7 or 8, 9, 10 years ago, back in the days of the when we still had the printing presses, and but we still have them, and we've been sending them out 50 at a time, and so it's a good visual. It's real simple. You can look on the map, and basically it just tells you where we came from, and just with a visual, and then on the back, just a quick summary of that very thing, of the migrations of the 12 tribes of Israel. So we have that, the westward trek map, the Reformation of Israel in the West map, and Remnant, if you'd like it, just write to us, and we'll make you a deal on, if you want one of them, we'll send them to you. If you want 50 to hand out, we'll make you a deal on those as well. But it's a tool to help get the job done. How about that? Jason, yeah. we were talking yesterday about having the right tools, how much easier it is. Jason's quite the handyman, came up and swapped another hot water heater out for us. And we were talking about that very thing, that, boy, when you have the right tools, how much easier a job is. And I think it's the same in spreading the gospel, you know. And Pastor was always big on doing that, on giving you tools, on giving you weapons to use in this fight and in this journey that we have.
Brother Bill there does those gun shows. He says that's one of the most powerful tools, I think, is that map. And then Public Law 97-280 wakes people up as well.
Yes. So. Yes, it does. And I thought it was interesting, Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. Many people didn't hear this or didn't see it because they didn't maybe watch the Republican Leadership Convention in the summer of this year. But an Acres of Diamonds, a young Acres of Diamonds man, sent some stuff to Phil Robertson from the ministry. And Public Law 97-280 was one of them. And when Phil Robertson got asked to come speak at the Republican Leadership Convention, and he brought that, and he read it to them and showed it to them. And you can see it was the one that this ministry printed. And read it to those people. And he told those Republican leadership, I guess would be the term. And he told them that if they weren't right with God, they were wrong for the country. And that if they hadn't repented and been baptized, they needed to. And if you didn't get to see that, I think we've still even got the video link. You can contact us and we'll send you a link to that. But the word is getting out. The word continues to get out. John, I don't even know if I shared this with you this week, but this past week, I spoke to two people about the shortwave. And they called and said they heard our broadcast going out on 12105.
Yeah.
And we let them know that, yeah, it is, that that's the Bible Worldwide Broadcasting. And and it goes all over the world in many different languages to try to reach the remnant that are scattered all over the world. And but I thought that was a good sign that here this week, not just one, but two people are contacting us. Hey, heard your broadcast heard Pastor Peters on this other frequency as well. And so that was encouraging to me.
You've been getting quite a few emails too, haven't you, Jason?
Yeah.
With the reception reports, and made a lot of changes in the shortwave as far as fine-tuning and boosting the power and trying to adjust the antenna. And so it's been a blessing. God sent an engineer there from New York, and he was willing to put some serious hours in, and for a reasonable price that the station could afford, and it was just a total blessing, and no doubt it was God's hand. And I look for bigger and brighter and more powerful things in the year of our Lord 2015.
Amen. Amen.
Doing our part to hasten the day of the Lord, that's for sure.
Yes. And that 2015 will be here before we know it. Before we know it. It is right around the corner. Here it is, the third week of December, ending up the calendar year 2014. And, you know, we've also had several requests. I guess our calendar the past couple years, not that it's anything fancy, but it's, I guess it's kind of, it's been requested. Let me put it that way. We've had several calls and letters and people asking for it. And just to let you know, we changed the format up a little bit this year, but it's in the process.
Should be mailed out Monday, Lord willing, with Volume 10 of the Dragon Slayer newsletter. So,
amen.
Be looking for that.
So, might not have it in the mail before Christmas, but you'll definitely should have it in the mail before the end of the year, before the end of the calendar year. And we'll have that to you, and we think you'll enjoy it. It's a little different, but I think that's okay. And
it's a product of the new printer.
Yeah, it's a new look, and has the 91st days, of course, marked on it, and start times, and Passover, which will be here before we know it. The first part of the year, you know, the solar year starting in March at the spring equinox, it's a busy time of the year, and then Passover 14 days later. So we have that to look forward to. We've got winter, we've come through December, but we've got January and February, probably cold, snowy, to get through, kind of the darkest time of the year, but he will certainly help us get through it.
Yeah, it's interesting, this Cuba relations deal that's kind of popped up just recently. They've been working on it for a while, but I don't know if anybody got a chance to look at any of that stuff on that at all.
I haven't seen anything on it.
Well, it was interesting. You know, we've had that, basically, I guess what they called it was an embargo since 1962 that Kennedy put into effect. And, that's ceased trading with Cuba and the United States. And, Cuba's been pretty much off limits, and anything from Cuba not allowed in the United States, considered contraband, no matter what it is. They've had, and that's been going on since I believe it was late 1962, and that's when the United States, that's when Cuba got heavily involved with Russia, and that's why it was, supposedly originally instated. It's interesting just because here recently with this, it's basically we start going to go to war with Russia, but on December 17th, President Barack Obama starts working with Castro, which is the president of Cuba, and they start coming to a resolution to end the conflict and to begin a new beginning between the two countries. But what I thought was pretty interesting was that the one that was assisting in the matter was Pope Francis. And, it's like you get Castro and Obama and Pope Francis together trying to work something out and trying to make a deal. That can't be a good deal. You know what I mean?
That's like getting preparing for World War III.
Exactly.
But see, to the world... But the world would look at that, and what are they proclaiming? Peace. Peace. That's what Pope Francis, peace, brother. Oh, peace. And that's what Obama says, peace. Right. And
find their back.
And when they are, what's the word tell us? Boy, when they proclaim peace, peace, guess what? There ain't no peace.
Nope.
There ain't no peace. It's just the opposite. You're right, Jason, especially this. I hadn't thought about this Russian thing a whole lot, but it's sure being reported. And like you said on the 17th, here Russia is basically in a recession. They're in a huge recession. Their ruble that they use is dropping because the oil prices are dropping. There's been such a glut on the market of oil. And, you know, we kind of talked about that before. It seems like OPEC, basically we're at war with OPEC financially. You know, I think they're trying to drop the price of oil to run a bunch of the U.S. producers out of business, and to see how long the USA producers can hang in there with all the oil coming out of Alaska and Texas and the Dakotas. And so, you know, across the country, oil prices have dropped. Well, the Russian economy is based a lot on the high price of oil. And so here the Russians are looking at a major recession. And so what does our country do? Well, we hit them with new rounds of economic sanctions. And had a quote here from Jason Furman, who chairs the President's Council of Economic Advisors. You know, the president, before being a president, was a community organizer, which really didn't prepare him squat to be the president of the United States, but that's neither here nor there. But a quote from him, he says, "If I was chairman of President Putin's Council of Economic Advisors, I would be extremely concerned." And that's the kind of crap we've got coming out of Washington. You know, Russia and Putin and those guys, they play for keeps. You know, when the Ukraine voted 51% to go with Russia, well, he just sent his people in there and said, "Welcome aboard." And we remember that wasn't that long ago. And the powers that be, the European Union and everybody, was up in arms and blaming the Russians for killing all these people when... maybe it just wasn't that way. And then this is the latest round, I think, in pushing.
Jason and I were talking, though. What do you do to get out of a recession? You go to war.
You go to war. Yeah, you go to war. Well, guys, the phone line's ringing. Let's put a hold here, and we'll come back to this maybe. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Wranglers. I have a comment, if you would allow me to make it. Do either three of you guys remember a country called Vietnam, or a war called Vietnam?
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they taught you in school, what we were fighting for? What was the cause of Vietnam?
To stop communism.
You're good, Richard. Now, here's my question. Wasn't Castro a communist?
Still is.
Still is, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't our president just welcome him aboard, right?
Yeah, how come we wouldn't send them 60,000 human sacrifices to replace or to cure Cuba's problem? In other words, we had communism 60 miles south of Florida if we wanted to go fight a war about communism. But we didn't do that, yeah. Did we? We actually encouraged Castro. We were happy with that kind of communism, obviously, weren't we?
Yeah, I would say you're right. Well,
it's an example of hypocrisy.
Right.
At the cost of 60,000 dead Americans. We fought Vietnam so Nike could make shoes over there. That's the real reason we fought the Vietnam War, among other companies. Right. And that's my first comment. So, I mean, my point is, that's a big joke. the big stupid joke that Monkey Boy's always following big stupid jokes. Have you noticed? He is a joke. But my next comment is this thing in North Korea. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if somebody in South Africa came out with a satirical movie about assassinating Martin Luther King? Can you imagine what the people in Hollywood would feel like if that were to happen?
Right.
I mean, think about this. I know he's a commie, but the people in Hollywood, they think it's just funny. Ha, 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 ha. It's a movie about killing a leader of another country. And it's all in fun. I mean, what do they expect when we go bomb Iraq and we shred North Korea and we do all these things around the world, which the we is not us, it's somebody in control of our country. Do they not think we're going to have repercussions? Where I grew up, it's called bullying. We are the biggest bullies on the planet. Again, not we, but the people in charge of our country. They came out with something about the CIA and assassinations and the little subplots that the CIA is doing all over the world to cause problems for us. So anyway, I thought I had to air that.
No, Russell, you're absolutely right, Russell. See, they have to... What good is it to do all these things if you can't tell your story? And that's what they're doing. They feel that, you know, that they are tares, and they are standing up straight and tall and proud and haughty and waving to each other and saying, oh, yeah, you're a tare too. Stand up and join us. And guess what we've done? And they tell their story. And this is one of the ways they do it. That movie, I think, what they call it, The Interview, about what the CIA, and there's been several, over the past, just in the past several years, that have come out along the same lines, telling what they've done, telling what they do, because they think they can. They think they're in control. It's going to be their downfall.
Two words God commanding of his children. Do you remember what they were? And this is encouraging. I mean, but words that we should all remember. He said, strong and courageous. Be strong. I command you to be strong and courageous. So,
amen.
That's words from God. That's not from Russell. But they are pretty good words to strive for, right?
They are.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate your time and your effort.
Don't worry. They got a bunch of Cubans heading your way soon.
I can hardly wait.
To compete with jobs with the Mexicans. Thanks, Russell.
Thanks, Russell.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot to do with the immigration, Reform Act and all this other crap they're doing that basically they're just opening the floodgates to... all the other third world countries to do everything they can to destroy this one.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's basically what it is, what it boils down to. It's like, especially you see those names, all three, people working together, that there's a plot behind it. And that plot is usually ends up being, destruction in one way or form, either that or that's what they're working towards.
Yeah, New World Order stuff, same thing. But God don't, nothing happens that God don't allow to happen, so it's our sin that brings this upon us, and without repentance and a revival and a change of heart, it's going to continue to happen.
Exactly. It was, we talked about Russia, and we've talked about North Korea. It was interesting. You see that... Putin invited Kim Jong-un to Moscow this week.
Really?
And I thought that was kind of interesting, just with in light of things. And basically, Russian president invited North Korean leader Kim Jong to Moscow next year to mark the 70th anniversary of the Soviet defeat of Nazi Germany in the Second World War. And And, you know, it's just, it's like, some of the stuff is like, you know, you can't, you don't know what to make of it, really.
Well, they're setting up the war of Gog and Magog, really.
I think a World War III is what they're doing, you know, but it's like, it's the saber rattling, you know, back and forth, and
it really
deciding on who's going to be allies and who's going to be enemies, you know?
It really is. If you look at these world events, the Russia, like you said, and North Korea, they get along fine, okay? And so what are we doing to Russia? We're just putting more economic sanctions on them along the lines of the 50 years of economic sanctions and embargo that haven't worked with Cuba. And, you know, Russia and North Korea get along fine. The Chinese and North Korea get along fine. The Chinese and the Russians are bed buddies. And Mexico gets along with all of them. You know, they do. You think, we had that Marine that supposedly took a wrong turn and got stuck in Mexico for about 9 months down there in a jail here this past year. Do you think that the Mexican officials would hold a Russian person like that, or a North Korean, or a Chinese? And I can tell you not no, but no.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, because they're all buddies. The Chinese are, I think, a lot more subtle than any of them. But we've seen just in the time we've been out here, the Chinese defense minister talk about how they need more land, that they have too many people on the land they have, and they need to expand. And you know, almost every war that's ever been fought in our history has been over land. And we hear that, you know, well, they sure like the Pacific Northwest, and the Mexicans, they like the Southwest. And, you know, when you have enemies that come out and say, we want these states of yours, we want this land that is yours, they come out and they've made that statement, and now they're working on taking them. And the American people just, Budweiser's on sale, yay, who's playing tomorrow, Sunday, what time the Broncos play, you know, how's Green Bay doing? And you know, or, you know, what do you think about Bill Cosby? Do you think, you know, blah, blah, how's Oprah doing these days? And those are the things that the enemies have put before us, and those are the things that the blind sheep in America look at and concentrate on, instead of seeing this absolute war that's going on, and the invasion that's going on. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, man. This is Tom in Montana. How are you, man, today?
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Real good. Real good. Say, you know, you mentioned that Castro and the Pope and Obama get together, it sounds like a plan for war. Well, I'll tell you, the economic war in this country is already on.
Yes.
I sit.
Amen.
I live not too far away from a railroad here. And you watch every day train loads of coal heading to Portland on their way, and I'm sure it's going to China, and loads of John Deere combines going by, and they are just exporting every asset out of this country, and everything of any value is just being exported, and then they're turning the lights down on us, trying to, and making electricity cost more by putting the coal-fired plants out of business here. And the economic war is well underway here. And it just seems like that they can't wait for some other kind of war to come along. And they want it. They're wanting it here, big time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you see it. We get the trains over here too, Tom, and boy, you see them. And it seems like the last several months they've sure increased the double-decker containers that, you know, and they're all coming from the West. They're all coming from China. And
yeah.
They are slam full of junk.
Yeah, lead-based plastic and infused junk.
Yeah.
And they're hauling out solid things.
Yeah.
All the gold.
But you look at what they're doing.
All the good equipment is being out, trying to put everything so that you can't get them here. And it's really something to see.
Look at what they're doing, though. They just keep raising the stock market, and the people love it, you know? Don't look over here. Over there. It's all wag the dog.
Oh, it is. The latest reports. Oh, the Dow. The Dow is going up. You know, it's 700 points higher in 2 days. And you know what the number one reason? The friendly Federal Reserve. The friendly Federal Reserve. That's why the Dow is going up and everybody's so happy. And the economics here in the U.S. are just launching higher and higher because of the friendly Fed. You talk about a smoke and mirrors and a house of cards.
Deuteronomy 28 ought to be required reading in school as well.
Amen.
Then the children would understand what it was like when this was a prosperous, blessed nation.
Yes.
But now we're well into the curse phase.
Thank you, man.
Tale, that's for sure.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. And another phone call here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, you were talking about the Chinese wanting to land in the upper north, Pacific Northwest. Well, I don't know what it is like now, but that originally began about 20 years ago. You remember Britain had that colony, Hong Kong, and it was a lot of very wealthy people, very affluent Chinese there. And they turned that over to the communist Chinese. And, of course, all those rich people were fearful of what was going to happen, you know. So in Britain at the time, would not give everyone that wanted a visa, they would not let everyone that wanted to come to London, we would not let them in. So what happened was, Canada being part of the British Commonwealth, Canada sort of let those people in. So what happened was, not Vancouver, Washington, Vancouver, British Columbia is where they originally came, you know, and a lot of very wealthy Chinese, capitalist Chinese from Hong Kong went to Vancouver. And so that drove the prices up. Of course, I imagine that's spilling over into the across the border down into Washington too. You know, because you know how it is. But that's the original origin. It was not communist. It was capitalist fleeing communism. Of course, I imagine now that the communists are into capitalism and making money, I imagine there's a lot of them too. So that's the origin of the Chinese up in that area of the country.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, our brother Brent up in Canada has shared that very same thing with us. You know, here in the, I know in the South, you see a lot of signs anymore, whether it's in Walmart or at the grocery store, or the gas station, in English and Spanish. And you see it down in Colorado quite a bit. You don't see it as much up here in Wyoming, but you certainly see it in Colorado. I know down in Arizona and New Mexico quite a bit. Well, what Brent has shared with us is that there in Canada, many places, they have, most of them speak English, but you have signs in English and Chinese because that is such a huge part of the population there. And he said that and a lot of the Orientals, not just the Chinese, but the Japanese and the Koreans and stuff as well, massive amounts of influx. It is an absolute invasion there. And when you see the changing face, we hear a lot about how the Muslims are coming in and changing the demographics in an area, whether it's in Minneapolis or up in Vancouver and Toronto. But the Orientals, the Chinese have as well quite a bit, to the point that they've, it's like the Mexicans here, I think is a way to to draw a comparison.
And I lived in Europe several decades ago, and funny thing happened. I was watching the BBC, and of course, in Spain, that's a popular place for the Brits to go. You know, because it's warm; they don't have much. So, they have little enclaves down there where, you know, little towns or something where there's a lot of them that concentrate, and they have little sections of the town, and they had all their shops, little, you know, maybe might be a couple of blocks or something. They had it all in English, no Spanish. You know, it's just like little London down there in Spain. And one morning, the Spanish police just came in at the crack of dawn with crowbars and just ripped all the signs down. And they said, Spanish on top, English, you know, secondary language. I thought that was pretty funny. That's the way to do it. Just go in. Of course, that was done by the police. They just came in and ripped all the signs down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, a Spaniard traveling through there, he should be able to find his own way around his own country, you know.
Yeah. And he should be safe to be able to go anywhere in his own country, but it's not that way in Europe anymore. You know, it's not that. I saw a picture the other day of a bunch of school kids in Ireland. In Ireland, there was one white kid in the class of like 18. And this is elementary school.
Yeah.
And there were every other color under the rainbow. And I just say Ireland because that's like one of the last holdouts, because all the rest of Europe has fallen that way. Sweden and Denmark and the Netherlands and certainly England, the UK, they have all fallen to, they've all been invaded. And, you know, it's happening here just as fast as it can. And then with the Chinese, the color's a little different, but we see that it's happened in Canada as well.
Well, I lived in Ireland. That's where I lived. I lived there for 5 years, and I did not see a black face, with two exceptions. I did see, like, they would have, like, on the television program, they would have these African nuns. It was Catholic country, and they have the African nuns, and, you know, these were well-dressed, very well-educated ladies, you know. And then one time I was in Dublin. I lived in Dublin, the capital, and I saw this big, tall, like, basketball-type dude, you know, and he was walking with a white girl, and I just knew that was a white girl bringing her black boyfriend over on a holiday, you know, for the vacation. I knew that's what that was all about. But the other was, that was the only exception, the only time I ever saw a black face in 5 years. And so that's definitely a very intentional, deliberate action going on over there.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And I think there's going to be, you know, people get riled up about it. So they're just, well, the Jews are at it. That's all. That's who's behind it. And they admit it. So, I mean, they want war, so I guess they're going to get it. I hope not, but I don't know.
Well, one thing for sure, the Lord's will be done.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for your call. 307-745-5913 if you want to call in. John, you mentioned Deuteronomy 28. It absolutely should be required reading, I think, in every grade, in every school, because God so eloquently points out, and so simply, what he will allow our enemies to do and what he will cause our enemies to do to us if we don't obey his word. And, you know, there's plenty of examples out there. Our entire society today, probably 95% of it, you can point to and say, see, we haven't obeyed God's word, and that's why we have the economic problems that we have, and that's why our children go to overseas and get killed. They're sacrificed needlessly. And that's why we work and work and work, and others enjoy the benefit of that. The answer's there if the people will but look and look for it.
Yeah, just the first part of Deuteronomy 28. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All the blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. But then you read the first part, starting in verse 15. But it shall come about, if you do not obey the Lord your God and observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, with which I charge you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you.
Yeah, simple as that. It's if then, if then. Well, the phone's ringing again. Let's go back to it. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. Yes, good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was on the radio. I was heard the voices, but I didn't realize it.
You're on live. Yeah, you're on live radio. Did you just want to call to listen in?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, yeah.
Got a different number for you. If you got a pen, I'll give you that number. We'll give it to everybody out there. Where are you calling from?
Okay.
Where are you calling from this morning?
West Virginia.
West Virginia, great.
Uh-huh.
All right. The phone number, just for the call-in number, you can call in on your phone and listen in, is 832.
832.
999.
1792. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Have a blessed day.
And you. 307-745-5913 if you want to be on the radio live. If you do just want to listen in, and I use this number sometime. I've got it programmed into my cell phone because sometimes when you're driving, you move in and out of service, at least on the trying to listen to the live over the internet on the phone. But that call-in number just to listen is 832-999-1792. And, guys, we're getting more and more people that are letting us know they're listening in that way as well. Some places shortwave is great. Some places it's not so great. And I think this has filled a good niche for people that, especially when they're traveling or maybe don't have good shortwave reception. You can just make the call and listen in right there.
I don't know if you guys saw the article from UVersion, about the 10 most popular verses that were downloaded. Number one was... if you have your Bibles there, why don't you guys look these up? I mean, we know some of them, but...
Yeah.
Number one Bible verse, Jason, why don't you look up Jeremiah 29:11, and then...
Jeremiah what?
29:11. Richard, look up Philippians 4:8. But the number one verse was Romans 12:12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And then number two was that Philippians 4:8. You got that one, Richard?
I do. Philippians 4:8 is, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. It's Philippians 4:8.
And then number three was Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And then, Jason, you got Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and hope.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
And then somebody want to look at Matthew 6:33 was number 5.
And then I think 634 was a little bit later down the list too.
Yeah, 633 and 34, you can probably read both of those if you have that.
Yeah.
Philippians 4:7 is another one that was number 6.
Yeah, Matthew 6:33 and 34 were, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In Matthew 6:34, therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And, sure have to say amen to that. And we've we've sure been trying to convey, especially this Matthew 6:33 in our local Sunday school classes, especially to the youth over the last year or so. I mean, it certainly applies to all of us, but, you know, as they're kind of going through school and finishing school and looking at either college or the workforce, to do this, to seek first His kingdom, to be different than the world, and to seek to please Him first, and to obey His word first. And if you do that, then, you know, everything else, it won't be perfect, but everything else falls in place. John, let's take the phone call here, and we'll come right back to this. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. It's Kevin in Ohio.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, y'all. Thank you for all your work. I'll tell you one little glitch. After a little over 5 minutes into their broadcast, they switched the frequency, and no enunciation of it. It just went dead on one. But if we know them both, we can switch over, and but it'd be handy if it would let it know it's happening.
Sure.
Yeah, well, good.
Let me give you the frequency right now, Kevin, while we got you on. Just that's good to, we'll let everybody know.
9475.
9475 is basically the daytime frequency. And then starting overnight should be the 5.830, and that runs. I know there's times that they do change the frequencies a little early or a little late, just kind of the nature of shortwave, the nature of the station at times, but normally those are the frequencies, 5830 and 9475, with the 9475 being the daytime frequency. We do try to keep that schedule updated, and we put that out in the Dragon Slayer newsletter every month, and you can take a look there and see that.
Yeah.
Sure. Thanks for letting us know, Kevin.
Usually it switches at 9 o'clock. About the subjects you're talking about this morning, there, I don't think there's one of them that hasn't been brought up that hasn't been used in the past. There are several things you all brought up about North Korea. They bring that little dog out all the time. They play that game when they say, oh, a weapon was shot here, this or that happened. North Korea, bark, bark, bark. That's just a little animal the Chinese were using. And it's not just the Chinese, it's all the bankers, it all flows back there. But the thing about sanctions against Russia, there's nothing that the Soviet or that the Russians haven't done that we didn't do before. They've used the false flags, they've had the blast in the tunnels, they've had the blast in buildings, they've had this, that. Putin uses it all, Putin's a puppet. The Rothschilds run the banks in over 150 countries in this world. And the thing about sanctions, what are we going to say? Were there sanctions in World War II when over 100 major U.S. corporations built the trucks, built the bombs, produced the fuel for the Germans, and then refilled the U-boats up in the North Sea on American stuff? I'm talking about those corporations were called quote, American. Those were not, you know, sanctions against the Germans or somebody. When we continue to follow their new little leaders and discuss the effects of one or effects of the other, we're just playing their game. The thing about also the Chinese, the Oriental presence and so forth, you're absolutely right. I ran up through B.C., drove up through there in Yukon, the first part of summer, and so forth. The presence is everywhere, Oriental, and the West Coast is Washington State. I mean, it's Oriental. You can't say all just one, you know, Chinese or another. And the devil likes us to just keep following these leaders and making discussion about it when it's all just a veil. And we continue in their game. We can't, you know, it has to be totally separated, broken away. This country is pretty much down the tubes. All that goods and stuff you see going to the West Coast, that's just, that's not us. That's them just raping the plantation. That's how we should greet each other here in the mornings of the day. You know, how's your day on the plantation? That's what it is.
That's right, Kevin. You know, we and our desire is to wake up the people to that very fact, to get them to open their eyes, to open their ears, to not continue to drink the Kool-Aid, but to see what is truly happening. So, yeah. Good points.
Yeah, and they write about it. Rockefeller wrote in his memoirs how Castro would come up and visit him, and his daughters were always down there visiting Castro. And everybody still thinks there's a distinction here, a separation. There is none. We're in the plantation, and the guards and the wardens are running it. And it's just right before us. And like they announce it. And this fracking business, Eastern Ohio, it has a whole new landscape on it because of the fracking, because of Halliburton. It's like soft war that went on here to take over the land and drill it off. And now in the major game, they're going to crush this too and say it's this way and that way. Well, thank you. I hope I didn't ramble wrong, and keep rambling,
no,
Wranglers. God bless.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, a report out, I think, ties right in with this, is how the white Americans are going to become the minority if time continues on by no later than about 2040. That's only about another generation and a half away, 2044, 30 years. Less, coming up on just less than 30 years. Because the whites have an aging population. And as a people, they certainly aren't reproducing the way the Hispanics are. And they're looking at by 30 years from now, the Hispanics making up 25% of the United States population, and blacks only about 12.5%.
What happens when you tear down the borders?
And whites being less than 50%. It's their plan, but it's, I think, too, it's just, you know, rules of war. They have to tell what their plans are, and they do, and that's what they are. And again, we see it. We see it, and we've had the callers share that, you know, they certainly see it in Canada, see it on the West Coast, we see it all around our country. And you just wonder, what is it going to take for the people to wake up? For the people to have eyes to see and ears to hear what is going on?
Yeah, but the thing most of the churches don't realize is that not everybody is going to have eyes to see and ears to hear. Those that are living wickedly will remain living wickedly, and those that are living righteously will remain living righteously. And what we need to do is pray that God remembers grace and mercy on his people, and that he finds us worthy to escape the things that are coming.
Yeah. Amen. You know, read a little bit of Matthew 13 on Thursday night, just talking about the parable of the sowers, and got to listening a little bit to the Solutions men last night, and they kind of talked about it as well, just about that, it was when Christ quoted Isaiah, "You will keep on hearing, but you will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive." And that certainly applies to the individuals. But, you know, back in Matthew 11, he says the same thing, but to the cities. Matthew 11:20 says, "Then he began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles were done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, which occurred in you, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." And, you know, we have seen miracles. His word has been preached. His word does go out. And Christ himself says, "Woe to you, because you did not repent." And, you know, these things we've talked about today, They are signs of the times. They are signs that that time of harvest of the tares and the wheat, it fast approaches. And, you know, right now, repentance can still be sought, and it can still be had. Tomorrow? Don't know. We don't know. Well, guys, we're running out of time. Maybe time for one more caller. Good morning, caller. Have just a minute or two.
Yes, hi. I'd like to read some scripture, if I could.
All right. Just got about a minute, though, Joe.
Yeah, okay. 2 Corinthians 10, starting with 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking thought, every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. So I figure the disobedient will be punished when we cannot, in other words, those who live in glass houses should not throw stones, and we have a lot to do to clean our act up before we can expect anything good to come about here.
Yep. So, and the way we clean our act up, the way that we complete our obedience, is repentance. Is repentance. And that's what we see all the way through the Old Testament, the New Testament. He says, hey, repent and return to me, and then I'll take care of it. And
but those that have repented,
yes,
are what I was talking about. You know, those who are bought. I mean, I'm be the first to admit it. I'm not perfect, never will be. But unless I clean my act up and everybody else, that I mean, we're the ones that are supposed to be, you know, talking. Or we have a dirty house ourselves. You know, those that are not saved. You know, they have a long way to go, but we're supposed to be, you know, the shining light, the light on the hilltop, you know.
And we have to be.
Get to the point.
Yeah.
We have to get to the point where we love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength.
Amen.
And the only way you can do that is through prayer.
Yes.
We need to be praying, Lord Jesus, teach us how to pray. And I still think that that's the key that we're missing. And, you know, I'll be the first to admit I still have a long way to go in there. And I know that
every time I leave the house, I pray that I'd be a shining light.
Amen.
Yep.
And that's
kind of keep my eyes and ears open
absolutely.
And my mouth shut.
And that's how we do it. Joe, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Hey, okay,
thanks,
guys. Good night.
All right. Thank you. Well, guys, there's another hour. And thank you guys for joining us this morning. We thank you, the Remnant, for tuning in. We thank all of you that support us, that allow these broadcasts to go out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, both the live broadcast and the timeless truths that are archived and that continue, the messages of our pastor that continue to go out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We invite you to come to church with us tomorrow morning, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. Join us for church, for communion, for music at scriptures4america.org. If you get to make it to La Porte, just let us know you're coming so we can expect you. But if not, hey, just join us on the website, scriptures4america.org. Guys, thanks again, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride. Keep moving, 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 though there's
they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake hide. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.